Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday, the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow up 61 points today, 0.5%. S&P 500 up 10 points, 0.8%. Some financial media have been highlighting that index is now on track for a positive 2011. Yeah, but as of this moment, not by much. It's still down by 3 whole points for the year so far. NASDAQ Composite Index is up 21 points, 0.8%. The yield on the government's 10-year treasury down to 1.95%. This week, 364,000 people signed up for unemployment benefits in these United States. That would fill the stadium in Indianapolis that'll host the next Super Bowl nearly 6 times over. But 364,000 is 4,000 fewer people than signed up the week before. It's also the smallest number of people driven to apply for unemployment in 3.5 years. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist for Prudential Financial.
It is looking pretty good. We had been sitting there crossing our fingers that we would go again back down through 400,000 and keep going down, and that's happened. And of course, you know, if you want to rip it apart and come up with something really negative, you can make that story. But the fact of the matter is fewer people are applying for unemployment, and we are seeing job growth on the private sector. That's good news.
None of this, though, is an argument for a rip-roaring economy. It's an economy that might be doing just okay.
Exactly. But okay at this stage, okay is still okay. We should be growing at, you know, 3.5 to 4%. We should be growing jobs at over 200,000. We're not. But the fact is we're still growing, albeit slowly. And if we can continue growing and gain some momentum, we'll get through, I think, some of the more difficult problems that the U.S. economy is going to face, and that is Europe and also China.
Yeah, because Europe is not going to fix itself anytime soon. And what you're saying is keep your fingers crossed about China, because we don't want them going down the tubes.
No, exactly. Our exports are very, very important. Only 13% of GDP is manufacturing, but that 13% of our economy has been, as we like to say, the little engine that could, that really, really got us out of the downturn. And we need to see that. Manufacturing has been crucial for this economy and making certain that we don't go into another recession.
Today's updated reading on gross domestic product is part of Quincy Crosby's calculation there. It grew at an annual rate of 1.8% midsummer into the beginning of fall. That's a revision downward, but it's still growth. And Britain's Ben Bernanke equivalent is quite the cut-up. At a news conference in Frankfurt today, the head of the Bank of England, Sir Mervyn King, wished people a Merry Christmas and a, quote, systemically stable 2012. That, according to a tweet from a New York Times reporter, stuck covering that. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today on news that even a fancy yacht isn't the asset it once was. Former Citigroup CEO Sandy Weill is reportedly trying to sell his 200-foot mega yacht called April Fool. It's listed for nearly $70 million. The Wall Street Journal says there's quite a glut of unsold yachts on the market at the moment, and they tend not to fetch full price these days. For more on how some people live and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, you can go to the website marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.